After nearly 6 years as a member of Longmont City Council, Tim Waters will not be running for re-election this November. Waters, who represents Ward 1 covering Eastern Longmont, mentioned during Tuesday evening's council meeting that he would not be seeking re-election. In a statement on Wednesday, Waters confirmed he would be turning his attention to other pursuits. "It is time for me to turn the page to whatever the future holds," he said. "I've been involved in some form of public service my entire adult life, and I don't expect this to change after transitioning off of city council." Waters was elected by special election to his ward in 2018, winning re-election in 2019. He ran unsuccessfully for mayor against Joan Peck in 2021. "Highlights of my experience have been the people whose paths have crossed who I would not likely have ever met had I not stood for election in 2018, Waters said. "This includes working with City of Longmont staff members who have consistently impressed me with their dedication, commitment, and competence. I hope Longmont residents understand and appreciate the extraordinary people working on their behalf as employees of the city. The most gratifying part of my experience has been those occasions when I've played some small part in helping residents find solutions to problems or challenges with which they are dealing." Along with the Ward 1 seat, the mayor seat held by Peck, Ward 3 seat held by Susie Hidalgo-Faring and at-large seat held by Sean McCoy will be up for election this November. Only one candidate has filed to run in any race so far, according to the city clerk's office, Spencer Allen Adams for Ward 3. "I am looking forward to someone younger and smarter than me filling the Ward 1 seat I will vacate in November," Waters said. "I was honored that Ward 1 residents thought me to be worthy enough of their confidence to elect me twice to represent them." Eligible candidates interested in running for election must file a candidate affidavit within 10 days of publicly announcing their candidacy. Nomination petitions will circulate in August.